Every once in a while, we do find ourselves in difficult situations. Am I right? Every once in a while, we get a little boxed in from life circumstances, do we not? Every once in a while, we find ourselves entrapped in a circumstance that we did not choose, and we want out. Right? Anybody have any of those circumstances this morning? Whoa, okay, beautiful. God must know that. Thus the message this morning out of the Word of God. I want to give you the key. The key. Are you ready for the key? That's going to unlock all those doors. The door, when you get trapped, when you get into a circumstance that you don't like, that is out of your control, and it would totally not be what you choose, and you want out of it, I'm going to give you the key. Want the key? You ready for the key? Beautiful. Awesome. All right. So pay attention. It's important this morning. Beautiful. Let's go to the book of Acts, and I'm going to give you the scripture and the story and the lesson that we come out of this story, because the Bible is always has examples of real life situations and then the answers to those situations. So guess what? Inside the Bible, we have the keys to all of your problems. All of them. Okay? So if you ever have a problem, where do you look? In the Bible, in the Word of God. And you're going to find somewhere in there on all these pages a human being that's been through what you've been through, or is already in the situation you might be in, or even a worse situation. And sometimes when you notice that another person in the Scriptures is in a worse situation than you, then what can happen? You feel pretty blessed, right? You say, well, I'm glad I'm not that person, right, in the Scriptures. So this morning, you're you. You get to be you this morning, okay? All right, beautiful. Now, if you're in a place that you don't want to be in, however, I'm going to help you find a key that's going to unlock the door to help you out. Now, if I give you the key, the question now becomes, are you going to use the key? For you to ponder. Many years, I have to share this story. Many years, I'm going to digress for just a second because it relates to the story of the Scriptures. Many years ago, I had a house where we had an outside lanai, and it had a window, and we would sit out there, and the window, you could look out to the next door neighbor and so on and so forth. Well, this one day, I'm out there, and I'm worshiping, and I'm having my time with God, and I was watching this wasp, and this wasp was going around this window, and I said, oh, the poor wasp, it's trapped. So I say, as the saving person that I am, I want to save any kind of animal that there is, particularly from myself. And so I decided to open that window, and I slapped it open, right? And I watched the wasp. And I'm like, go out, little wasp. Their window's open. You can go now. I got up and I went around the other side of the window and I said, come out, little wasp, come out, little wasp. What a message that God gave me that day. How many times does God open a window for us and say, come out? And we go, so I'm saying that to preface this sermon, that I'm going to give you the key to help you out of all your life circumstances. All right. Beautiful. All right, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 16. Acts 16, verse 1. I'm sorry, verse 16, I should say. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, this is Paul talking, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed along behind us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God, and they've come to tell you how to be saved. This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated by the that he spoke to the demon within her and said, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And so instantly it left her. So what's the first key? Call upon God. And if you go and ask God to help you, because remember this woman was coming up and, you know, she was basically saying, these are servants of God. I recognize that they're servants of God. Did she ask them to help her? No. See, here's the beauty of ministry. When you sit in this church, even though you don't ask, and we kind of notice that you're one of the things that we do is we say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. We pray for you behind the scenes sometimes. You don't even know it. And sometimes you could be praying for someone inside of the church. They don't know it. But what can often happen? You watch God heal them and change them, and suddenly things are different. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in that name. It's the name above all names. It's the name that will cure and heal everything that ails us and will help us out of every situation that we're in. So instantly, it left her. See, the demons are subject to Jesus Christ. Anything that's bothering you is subject to the name of Jesus. It comes under his authority. It's below you. So just like God opens a window for you, right? To let you out of your circumstance, what do you have to only do? Just walk right on out. Through the power of Jesus, no matter what stands in your way, even though you might think it's a roadblock, you might think it's an obstacle, you might think there's no way out whatsoever, the power of Jesus opens up every door for us all, does he not? Right? So I'm calling upon the name of Jesus for all of your life and lives this morning, that whatever is holding you back or holding you down, or it might even be an invisible fear, because fears are real in our mind, but they don't really exist in God's realm, do they? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Even walking on water sounds impossible, doesn't it? Nothing is impossible with God. And walking on water may or may not be something literal, but sometimes when you're in a situation where it seems impossible, walking ahead out of that situation takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? But it's the power in the name of Jesus that will help you out of it. All right, let's move on. Verse 19, her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. See, it wasn't so great for this woman to get healed, by the way. She was a fortune teller, and she made a lot of money doing that. So the people that were over her didn't like that. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. Sometimes there's danger in ministry, evidently. You know, sometimes the enemy doesn't quite like it when you change. Sometimes the principalities in the spiritual realm and or things that you think are above you that are authorities don't always like it when you are doing better. I mean, certainly there are certain groups of places that would rather you stay stuck in whatever addiction you might have, for example. There's money to be made from that, is there not? But when you change and you stop going to those places and spending money in those places, they don't like it, do they? Who cares? Let their money perish with them. But that's beside the point. So, the whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews, they shouted. They are teaching the people to do things that are against Roman customs. Wow. The government didn't like this too good, did they? And the people didn't like it. It did that. What's the Roman custom? You're supposed to just stay stuck, right? In the human vernacular and in the world today, people would like us to stay down here. So would the enemy, right? We're here about what? Spiritual growth, right? Growing up, growing out, doing greater things, right? Moving and grooving and helping and sharing and loving and making the world a better place. That's what we're about, is it not? And some authorities may not like that. But do we care? No. Carry on. Very nice. Verse 22, a mob quickly formed around against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. A little tougher to be a Christian back then. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. They did something good, and where did they get thrown? In prison. Have you ever done anything good and something bad happened right away after that? You ever have that happen in your life? You know, sometimes you've made a commitment to change, right? And all of a sudden your life gets worse instead of better. Anybody have that happen ever? Oh, yeah. Kind of makes you want to be a Christian, doesn't it? Yeah, I want to sign up for that one. And one thing after the other, after the other, after the other happens, right, right, right? And, you know, you're on your way to Bible study on a Wednesday night, and your car breaks down, and you got a flat tire, and it's pouring down rain. And what do? You call for a ride. I'll get my car later. But see, the enemy's going to try to obstruct you, right? The enemy puts roadblocks. The enemy's the one that's trying to close the door, right? So what happens when the door gets slammed in your face? I crawl out the window. Absolutely. Very nice. I have the right crowd here. Ah. So in the meantime, poor Paul and Silas, now they had a little rough going here. They end up in prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So he took no chances. Why? Why was the jailer afraid of this Paul and Silas? Why do you suspect? You mean they might be godly people, right? That they must know, these Roman guards know that this Paul and Silas has the power of Jesus within them, right? Has the Holy Spirit within them. That perhaps they could very well easily just walk right out of that jail, right? Right? Paul and Silas had that, right? And so do we. Say, so do I. So do I. So do I. And no matter what my life circumstance is that comes upon me, no matter how far I fall, no matter what door slam in my face, no matter what they do to try to lock me up and shut my mouth, it doesn't really matter. Oh, sorry. I'm going to proclaim the power of Jesus. And the love of Jesus, right? And I know that my God will get me out of that straitjacket situation. Right? Right? What's the key? I'm coming up to it because I already gave you one key. Sometimes it takes a couple of keys, by the way, to open certain doors. So they took no chances but put them into the inner dungeon and clamp their feet in stocks. Anybody ever been in a situation where you felt like you were locked tight? Stuck? Couldn't go left, couldn't go right. You don't know your way out of the situation. But no matter what option you think of, the pain, the future seems so black and bleak. And you think there's no way out of this situation. And you feel stuck and trapped. Much like Paul and Silas. The world has a way and life has a way of sometimes entrapping us, right? Verse 25. Around midnight, here's the key. Just in case you want to get out of this. Want to get out of this chain? You want to get out of the locks that you're in? You want to get out of the circumstance that you're in? You want to get out of the entrapment that you're in? Here's the key. You ready for the key? Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Huh? Praying and singing hymns to God. They were praising God. Thank you, God. I love you, God. Oh, God, I love you so much. I know you're going to get me out. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you that I'm locked like this because I know somehow, some way you're going to get me out of here. Right? So they were praying and singing. Now, I don't know about Paul and Silas's voices. All I know is this. And the other prisoners were listening. See, sometimes for those of us that go through life circumstances where we get entrapped, what do we usually do, to be honest? Complain. We grumble. We whine. We just tell every possible person, do you know what happened to me at work yesterday? Those car salesmen I work with. Do you know what that guy did? It's such an awful life. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, God, it's just awful. Don't you feel sorry for me? Don't you? Yes. Oh, so I'm the only one that complains, right? That's what makes me such a fantastic pastor. Now, what if instead we prayed? I prayed. You prayed. God, I don't know how long you're going to keep me here, but while I'm here, I'm going to find something good in it. And regardless of what's going on around me, I'm going to put my praise on. I'm going to take and I'm going to find on the computer or on my phone or someplace in my space, in my own head, and I'm going to sing a praise song to you, right? And I'm going to sing praises to his name, right? And it may not sound so great to some of the people around you, but does it matter? No. Who does it matter to? You! It matters more to you. And more importantly, yes, it's also going to matter to the people where? Around you. Now, when I sing praises to his name, it's going to change my spirit. It's going to change your spirit, right? So here's what transpires, just in case you were wondering about the key to getting you out of a circumstance. Praise while you're in it. Find a way to praise God anyway. And be thankful for him letting you out of that situation. Imagine being out of it. But if you're not even out of it, praise while you're in it. Because what does it do? It may not get you out of your circumstance where you're locked tight, but what does it do to your spirit? It lifts your spirit. And it helps you endure the circumstance. If anybody here has ever had a root canal, see? You know what that's like, how many hours it seems to be in that dentist chair, right? But inside your head, if you can hum a song, you know what I'm talking about? Anybody hear music in your head?
Yeah.
Right? Now, how do you get that music in your head? You listen to it beforehand, right? 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 I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-R-R-T-S-E-I-A-N. How about that? See? We learned a song at Saturday Night's Alive. In case you didn't know, we'll have to clue you in on that. But just imagine, you're in prison, right? I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-A-R-H-I-S-T-I-A-N. I can't even spell. I want to get out of this right now. Hey, look at verse 26. I love this word in the Bible. It's one of my favorite words in the Bible. Suddenly. Don't you like suddenly in your life? I love suddenly. While you're praising, right? Paul and Silas were doing what? Praying and praising and singing. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Right? That's what they're doing in prison. Right? That's what they're doing in prison. What is it doing to you right now? It's making you smile right now, right?
Yes.
Yes? Is it not changing how you feel because you know I am a C? I'm a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. God is going to get me out of this. I know he will. And I'll never get back here again. All right. So. Okay. Suddenly there was a great earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. There is power in prayer. There is power in praise. If you want the key to get out of your life circumstance, you have to pray and you have to praise. And you have to pray and you have to praise. You have to pray, get me out of this, and you have to praise that God is getting you out of it. And then when God, and look at what happens. All the doors flew open. You see the key? Praising. Thanking God. And I know that what transpires is the chains of every prisoner fell off in the process too. There is so much power when we praise God as a community of believers, when we're praising God and each other and giving compliments and giving accolades and really loving one another and bringing people up. And when we say to you, you are a C, you are a C-H, you are a C-R-R-S-T-I-A-N. And one of you will help me spell the word. And then we'll try again. So, laughter is great medicine. Amen. Praise is great medicine. All the prisoners, everything, the chains fell off. And the jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. Wide open. If you want the key to get out of your life circumstance, see, let's put it this way. You may not get out of that life circumstance. I don't know what that circumstance might be for you. Your circumstance may not change fast enough or the way God wants it to change, perhaps, right? But what can change while you're in the circumstance? You can. Your attitude, your disposition, your acceptance of some things that perhaps God has a way, a reason for why we're in where we're in, right? Being grumbly about it and complaining about it doesn't get you out of it. It only makes everybody else around you, including yourself, miserable, right? But I can tell you this, I believe that praise and thanks to God does more to help us out of a circumstance, or at least our attitude around it. And then God, you know, if you're not grateful for what you have, why would God give you more? Right? And how many of you are grateful for being in prison? Yes. You can learn some things there, can't you? Yes. And what are those prisoners that heard Paul and Silas singing? What did they learn that day? What it means to be a C. To be a C-H. To be a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. What it means to me more than anything is that we're a grateful people. That we're a thankful people. That we don't compare who we are to somebody else or what somebody else has or doesn't have. That we say, God, wherever you put me is a place you want me to be. And while I'm there, may I praise you. Not so much for me so I can just get out of it, but perhaps what I do in my praising can change the life of somebody else for the better. Right now, our world needs more praisers. More praisers. More people who are thankful and grateful for being free people, free by Christ setting us free. And also to know that God is on our side to help us through each and every situation. And if you get in that tough spot again, because some of you may, while you're in it, what's the key? Pray and praise. and use the name of Jesus. And may I give you one last piece of advice? When the door flings open to that prison,
run
through it. Run as fast as you can, because God is indeed wants you to be free and fly, right? So today, for the rest of the day, I want you to pray about whatever life circumstance you may find yourself. And I want you to praise all wherever you may be. And if you get the inclination to sing around where you work, remember the song. I am a C. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. H-R-I-S-T-M-A-H-E-R-T-Y. Whoops. All right, so I should have left it there. That was a good ending. And we can be imperfect. That's right. I love to see your smiling faces. Remember, always pray and praise. It's the key to your happiness, to your freedom, to a life that gives you joy and gives others joy in the process too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.